So, what'd you think? Good. I've honestly always loved this one. And of course, it's kind of a classic, so I was surprised you hadn't seen it before. Yeah, well, thanks for coming to movie night. See, I told you it wouldn't be weird. Man, I've been sitting for way too long. Oh my god. What's all what? Stretching. I'm sore from sitting here for 2 hours. Dude, you're way too wound up. I'm just stretching. It's not some dastardly plan to seduce you. Though, I do think it's quite interesting that a few inches of skin has you so worked up. Oh, really? So that interrogation just now was just a totally normal reaction to your friend stretching? Okay. Sorry. I shouldn't make fun. You know, with what we agreed and all. I just, didn't realize stretching was against the rules, is all. Oh, no. So, you don't mind if I just stretch like this? Oh, come on. I'm just teasing a little. Look, I know you said you didn't want to pursue anything with me. I get it. I mean, I'm best friends with your ex. You're close with mine. You don't want to hurt them. It's just a bummer if it means we can't even be good friends. Like, we obviously like each other a lot. And it's just a shame if we can't hang out because you can't handle yourself. Oh yeah? You're totally fine with it. Because you just go from spazzing out to calm and collected in just 2 seconds. I'm just saying, if we're gonna be like normal friends, I mean, there are things that friends do that people secretly lusting after each other might have a hard time with. Like stretching. Apparently. Although, that wouldn't have been the top of my list, to be honest. Okay. Well, since you're so comfortable treating me like a normal friend, I guess you won't mind if I do this. Okay, so first of all, I'm clearly not sitting on your lap. I think anyone would agree this is more like straddling you. And second, there is no particular reason that this playful and friendly maneuver should raise your blood pressure unless perhaps you were less than honest earlier about being able to handle yourself around me. Yeah. So what if it's overtly sexual? That definitely sounds like someone who doesn't want it. No, of course I don't also want a fulfilling sexual relationship with the person I'm mutually attracted to. Look, this is ridiculous. We've liked each other for ages. We're both single. We won't hurt them. I don't know. We don't even need to tell them. But your heart is a rock right now. And quite frankly, I've been drier, so what we very clearly do need to do is fuck. Oh? I'm a brat, am I? Okay. First of all, I definitely don't always get my way. And secondly, I don't think there's anything bratty about pursuing what I genuinely want. Look, you know I wouldn't be pushing this hard if you didn't so obviously want it too. Like, if I thought for a second that you actually didn't want me, I'd back off. But you're just denying yourself out of this misplaced guilt. Don't you think you should get what you want for once? Don't you want to fuck me right now? See? See? You're considering it. You can't even muster the energy to say no. Because you want to say yes so badly. We are both clearly insanely horny right now. So, what do you think we should do about that? That's what masturbation is for? Okay, fine. What am I doing? Sticking my hand down my pants. Is that not clear? Why not? I mean, you're not gonna fuck me. So I guess a girl's gotta take care of herself. Hey, where are you? Are you kidding me? Really? You're gonna hide in the bathroom? You know, it almost be sweet if it wasn't so infuriating. I don't know what you think you're gonna accomplish. We'll still be both horny and into each other when you come out. Really? So you're just gonna masturbate in my bathroom? When you know that if you just come out of here, I would gladly screw your brains out.
Okay, well, just so you know, I'm sitting in a chair right outside the door. In fact, I've got my feet up on either side of the door frame. And if you open the door, the first thing you'd see would be my dripping wet pussy. I know you're thinking of me in there while you work your cock. God, I want to see that. Aren't you imagining what it'd be like? To open the door and just ram that cock in me. It'd be so easy. I'm right here. Oh God, I'm so wet. Don't do that. Please. Don't make me fucking beg.
Finally. I thought you'd never. So are you gonna get that dick in me now or what? God, yes. Can you carry me to the couch? No. I can wrap my legs around you better. My hands around your neck. Are you kidding? After all the work it took you to get your dick in me, I'm not letting it go that easy. That's it. Sleep me down. And kiss me again. Oh God, how do I still have my shirt on? Here. No, fuck, just rip it, I don't fucking care. I don't care. I just need your mouth on me. Right there. Oh fuck, you just left your hands on me. Gripping and rubbing. Oh God. Your hands on my nipple. Oh, yeah. Hold my hips. Pull me into you. Yeah, I can tell. We both been wanting this forever. God. It's just right. How did I know it would be so good? Fuck. Fuck, keep going. Yeah, right there. Fuck. Okay, I'm totally woozy. That was like the def the fucking dictionary definition of fucking my brains out. And you are still impossibly hard inside me. Which is amazing, by the way. No. Keep going. Is there anything you want me to do? Yeah, I think I can handle continuing to be me. Especially since being me is so pleasant right now. Really? Are you getting close? Okay. Just pull out, okay? I mean, you can, but wouldn't you rather come in my face? Remember who I'm friends with. I know what you like. I mean, I don't know if I'm into it for its own sake, but I'm definitely into you being into it. Like, if I say, please come on my face. See? I'm very into that noise you make. Come on. Come all over me. God, that's so sexy. How could you have not been into this? Wait. Here, let me do it. Gosh, you feel so hard. I love how you feel under my fingers. When it goes slow and gently like this, you're really throbbing. I wonder if I could just make you come. Just by gripping you like this. No? You want the motion? Even if, I beg you to come over me. To come over my sweet, bratty face. Okay. Okay, I won't torture you. Here. Go fast. And hard. Come in my face. Come in my face. Please. No. No, no. I'm enjoying the dopey look on your face. Okay. Now you can get the tissues. Thank you. Well, I certainly enjoyed myself. Good. You, do look much happier. Was I planning to do this? Well, I didn't wear my good underwear tonight for accident. I know. I know I didn't, respect the agreement. It's just that you're being wrong. And, kind of stupid. Look, she's my best friend. I don't want to hurt her. Fuck either of them. Any more than you do. But it is totally insane to turn down a good thing for yourself because someone might be upset. And, like, at the end of the day, they're both going to have to move on too. And I'm not gonna put my life on hold waiting for that. And right now, all I want in my life is you. Oh, shush. It's not that sweet. Yeah, of course I mean it. I mean, come on. I wouldn't have pushed so hard if it was just physical. If you ask me, this whole thing is your fault for being so kind and so funny and just generally irresistible. I mean, what was I supposed to do? Not fall for you? I'm not a robot. Oh yeah? It's my fault for being so cute. What's your fault for having such a beautiful cock? No, I've never seen it before. But I had imagined it extensively. I think it lived up to the hype. So, you know, Since you already blew this whole not gonna fuck plan, it's probably okay if we cuddle. It's nice. I mean, look how well my hand fits in your chest. And look how well your hand fits on my hip. So, you're over the guilt phase of things now, right? Good. Because I'm gonna be needing a lot more of this. Can you, stay the night? Good. I just realized we never even made it to the bed. Carry me?